Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Up, Bondi Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, this is your show. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Listen, folks, hope you can call in. I want you to remember this phone number, 407-894-1680. Got it? I'll repeat it. 407-894-1680. If you're turning that dial on that radio, you're in that car and you're turning it around, you stopped and say, what is this all about? This is a talk radio show. We say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. We classify ourselves as a variety show. We're here to entertain you. We're here to educate you. We're here to, let's just say, teach you about folks that are visually impaired and blind. If you're sighted, we'd like the sighted people to know about us, the blind community. I'm blind. Right now, let me introduce you to my co-host, my beautiful wife, Lynn Gold. Are you there, Lynn?
Where else would I be? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first Sunday in March, the March 6th edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Thanks for being with us.
And today, our co-host, other than my wife, is, well, my buddy, Gary Sinclair. Gary, are you there, Gary?
I am. Welcome back, everybody. Goodbye to the radio show.
Welcome back, Gary. And now, all the way from Connecticut, listen to this one. Connecticut, believe it or not, is our guest co-host. His name is Terry Woolard. Did I say it right, Terry Woolard?
You got it, Michael. You got it.
Good. Glad I got something right. Started off the show with at least saying something right. Here you go. Welcome aboard, Terry.
Thank you. Hello to everyone.
And in the studios in Orlando, Florida, our producer, our engineer, the man with the hot sauce, Chris Shaw, are you there?
Man, you know I'm right here in the flesh, so fresh and so clean, don't wipe me down. You know what time it is. Terry, nice to see you. Nice to hear your voice, Terry.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Thank you, and Michael, actually, but thank you.
Yes, sir. But hey, always, Mike, hey,
always, always good to hear your voice, too. You always sound upbeat. I love your energy, actually.
Don't tell everybody that. Then they're going to want my flavor.
That's what we need for this show.
There you go. Listen, folks, do you have any PSAs? And no PSAs? Wow, what's this world coming to?
Oh, you mean I had a shout-out?
You got a shout-out.
I have one shout-out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Jennifer Baser up there in South Carolina, and Jennifer is the president of the NFC. So hello there, Jennifer. I hope you're listening. And then I'd also like to give my prayers to all the people in the Ukraine.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That goes without saying. Gary,
I have a shout-out, but I have a correction to make. And my best coordinator, Monica from the VA, if you are listening, I talked the other day, he said you might be listening. And I said this is going to be our anniversary show, and I made a mistake, Monica. It's next month, but still continue to listen today, and we'll have a good show. And we'll have an excellent one next month.
You were close, Gary, because we incorporated in March, but we didn't start the show until the first week
right.
of April.
Right. Well, at my age, I got a little confused.
Hey, that's my age, so watch what you say about it, right?
Okay, now, Terry, do you have any shout-outs you want to say, Terry? Any shout-outs to anybody listening, Terry?
No shout-outs. No shout-outs for me.
Okay. Yeah, Chris Shaw, you have any shout-outs?
Not right now at the present time. I mean, if anybody I'm going to shout-out, it's always going to be us.
I'm going to start off with a question today. This is a very serious question. This is not a trivia. We're not starting trivia. This is a question. And I would like to know what your thoughts are. And if you have a thought and you would like to call in, I'd like to hear from you. And this is not a political question. So don't start with me with Democrats and Republicans and all this other nonsense. This is a humanity question. This is a question I'd like anybody to call up and ask and say what their thoughts are. Here's my question. If we could stop buying gas from Russia, it would hurt them really bad. That would really hurt them bad. They wouldn't have any income. So the question is, and this I heard in the news, that if we stop buying from them, the other countries would do the same. We would be the lead. They would lose. They wouldn't have any income. So the question is this way. The problem to us, the gas would go up probably $1 a gallon. So the question is, would you put up with prices that would go up in your pump at least $1 a gallon for it would spike probably, let's just say, we'll say 6 months, maybe less. Would you put up prices in your food to bang up because everything, when gas goes up, everything else goes up. So the point, it would come down eventually. But the point I'm saying is, would you put up to end the war? That's my question. 407-894-1680. I'm very curious if anybody out there has any opinions. And I'm not talking about political. Don't start with political. I don't want to hear Republicans, Democrats. This is not that kind of show. You know that. We don't discuss politics on this show. But I'm very curious, anybody listening to this show right now, whether you're sighted or visually impaired, and folks, I know people that are visually impaired and blind that you don't have cars or your spouse may have a car, but it will affect you because if gas goes up, buses will go up and your fares will go up. And trust me, if gas goes up, everything around you will go up. So the question is, you're going to pay more somewhere along the way if this goes up. So now the question is, if you could help end the war and all these people getting killed over there and end this misery Would you sacrifice yourself a little bit? So the question is, to save other human beings over there, would you sacrifice yourself with a little uncomfort? Would you do it? What are your thoughts? Gary, what's your story? Terry, what's your thoughts?
All I know is last night, gas went up 40 cents. Unless Gary was coming home last night, and the gas was $3.60. Today it's $3.99.
Okay. So the question is right now. My question was not what it is now at the pump. My question is, if we stop buying from Russia, you're going to stop paying a dollar more a gallon at least. Now the question is, anybody have any opinions? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Terry, you got any opinions?
Yes, I would sacrifice. But you know what? It seems like it's not by choice anyway. Things are just gone.
No.
Things are
gone.
No, but I'm saying it would be your choice because I'm saying to you, if you could change, would you be willing to pay more at the pump?
I would be willing to pay
more.
Yes.
If you could stop this killing over there and all the war over there, would you stop it?
Yeah, like my brother happened to say, you can complain about the prices of gas going up, but would you rather be sitting on a cement slab with your pet sitting in your lap and not knowing where you're going to go or if your house is going to be blown up? So at least the gas prices go up, we can still move and we can go from, you know, a destination, you know, to A to B.
407-894-1680. You have an opinion? 407-894-1680. Anybody have an opinion? 407-894-1680. Anybody have an opinion? If you don't have an opinion, I can understand, because most of you don't have an opinion. I understand. But it would be nice to hear your opinion. I'd like to hear it. 407-894-1680. And don't say to me, it's not going to change. My answer is, give an opinion. That's my question. Do you have anything to say what's going on? Listen to me. If you're going to tell me you don't even know what's going on in the world outside, then it's really something else. And you must be in a closet somewhere. Because
closet person.
Huh?
It's a closet person, all right. That's for sure.
I said a closet.
Head in the sand.
Yeah. If you don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah. Why don't you, Gary, talk about what you're going to be doing tonight?
Well,
on another note.
First of all, I think we have to say this way. David, Gary, Sheila, Harry, Louise, and everybody listening to the show right now, we want to hear right now from Terry Woolard. We'd like to know his story. Because Terry's got a very interesting story. First of all, he lives in Connecticut. That's very interesting there, Connecticut.
I live in a place called the Nitty Gritty, the Smoking City, the place they call
Oh, here we go. He rhymed it.
Sounds like laughing.
That's how we used to stay in high school. But yes, my name is Terry Woolard. For some of you that probably familiar with the names and others that is not. I am a local musician here from Middletown, Connecticut. It was my father's decision to get me into music at a very young age, so he started paying for me and my brother, or late brother, to take piano lessons. And then once I become pretty good at it, he started us playing in the church, and then I began to play in different churches around the community. Then after that, I decided to further my music education. So I took courses under the instruction of Jay Hogard at Wesleyan University. I studied music theory. Then I studied a little jazz improvisation with Fred Simmons at Wesleyan. And then ended up with a job there where I worked for about 15 years as a music accompanist in the dance and theater department, and part of what they call it, it'll come back, it slips my brain right now. But anyway, so after that, I began to African-American studies. That's what I was trying to think of. Okay, so then after that, I began to record, released my first album in 2001, What's Up, Little Man, that I dedicated my son, and then went on to record several other albums. Just recently, about a month ago, I released an album entitled I'm Marrying an Angel, and it's all like wedding music. So it's nice love songs, instrumentals. And by the way, if you want to learn more about me or more about my music, if you go to terrywoolert.hearnow.com, you'll see my whole library of all my work. That's HEARNOW.com. So, yes. And then after that...
Can you spell your last name, Terry?
Yes, I will. My last name is spelled W-O-O-L-A-R-D, Woolard, like wool and lard.
Are you sure?
Yes, let me do it again just to make sure I'm sure. W-O-O-L-A-R-D, as in Delta.
Well, okay, we'll hear more from Terry after the break. We're going
wait, because we...
I was
trying to get in, but never mind. Amy... We had a caller from Palm Beach Gardens, Amy, who was trying to get in on the conversation, but she's no longer there. So, Amy, give us a call back. I know you tuned in. We're going to take our break, but give us a call back.
We're going to break. Amy, if you're listening, call back after the break. We'll have you right on. Okay, we'll have you ahead of the line, Terry. Okay, we'll talk to Terry, and if Amy, you call back, we'll put you ahead of the line. We're going to have a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th. At the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website at www.csun.com/opportunities.
Sports.
Support for Blind and Beyond Radio comes from Lighthouse Central Florida, empowering the lives of children and adults living with vision loss and blindness. Lighthouse helps individuals who are visually impaired or blind safely utilize the internet using assistive technology, protecting them from cybercrime. For more information, visit lighthousecfl.org/access technology.
Finding meaningful jobs with solid income has been a challenge for many blind and partially sighted people. But no longer. Clusive has changed the future of work today by providing fully accessible training for blind and low vision individuals. When you join the Clusive training program, you'll learn valuable digital skills that prepare you for the modern workforce. Our training system works because Clusive's revolutionary platform was built for and by blind and partially sighted people. Clusive training is free to you. Invest in your future now by requesting Clusive from your counselor. Find more information at www.clusiv.io and sign up for our newsletter today.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios. Welcome back. Oh, yeah. This is your host, Michael. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And as we said before we went to break, we're discussing, would you be willing to pay more gasoline, more prices, higher prices, whatever you're going to do to end this war over there in Ukraine and to stop this killing? Because what's going to happen if we stop buying from Russia gasoline and the rest of the countries will follow through, Russia won't have an income. If they don't have an income, they're dead. They're out, which means, trust me, it'll stop because we have no income. It's got to stop. They have no money. So the point is, would you be willing to give up and pay higher prices? That's a big question. That's only an opinion, because I know you can't do anything right now. But I'm saying to you, if you yourself be willing to pay more.
They're not only going to be out of money, Michael. They're going to be out of food, out of supplies, anything. Because you got to pay for supplies.
I understand, guys. So yeah. The question is to Terry and you. Well, we're waiting for any callers to call in. By the way, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in if you have an opinion. And I'm not talking, I don't want to hear any politics about Republican or Democrats or any other thing, independents. This is not a political show. My only question is, I have an opinion. That's my opinion. Do you have an opinion about what's going on over there? I'm not talking about a politics. I'm talking about, would you be willing to pay more at the gas pump? And by the way, if you think because you're blind, you don't have to pay any gasoline, I understand. But trust me, the buses that you use, ride on, anything that is delivered by the gas, whether it be UPS, anything else, will go up. The price will go up because of gasoline, because of freight, because of anything else that's delivered by trucks. Everything else will go up. When you go buy groceries, it will go up. The question is, would you be willing to pay more to have the war stop? And that would be your, let's just say, donation, whatever word you want to say, to help the people over there. Would you be willing? I'm just curious if anybody has an opinion.
Hey, Mike, I got a call on the phone line calling in. From Pompano Beach. I got a gentleman.
Pompano Beach.
Gentleman by the name of Mike. We got another Mike on the phone line, Terry. Mike from Pompano.
Mike,
how you doing?
Pompano Beach, Florida. Mike from Pompano Beach. You're on the line, Mike, from Pompano Beach.
Hello.
Welcome.
I would be willing to pay more for gasoline if it meant an end to this war, but I don't think that would solve the problem, because Russia only makes money on gasoline when the price of oil per barrel is over $125 an hour. Now, I'm sorry, $125.
Yeah, but wait, I'm sorry, Mike. But what if they're not? Here's the point, Mike. If they're not selling it, then they're not making nothing. If they're not selling it, they got nobody to sell it
to.
If the United States stops buying, and the rest of the states buy, the rest of the country stops buying, then they got nobody to sell it to.
Yes, they do, Michael. There's other countries.
China and North Korea, I would agree.
But they can't assume 100% of their it would go down. So right now, when I heard in the news, if the United States stops, Italy stops, Germany stops, England stops, those are the major players. They would lose 50% of their income. Well, a country like that already lost. You can't use a credit card over there. The banks are they're in bad shape now. In a few months, that country's going to not only be bankrupt, they're going to be having no money, no nothing, no supplies. The major ships aren't going there anymore. There's one, I forget the name. Maybe anybody can call in and tell me the name. It starts with an M. I'm going to say Mac, but I'm not sure. That is a major supplier of all the containers. They carry the containers out of Russia to wherever. They stop picking up from Russia. So
yes, but they're not going to
Mike,
sell
be
it
willing.
If the price of oil goes below 125. Russia is not going to make money selling the oil. They're going to lose money. If you flood the market with supply, they bring it down to $80, $90 a barrel. Not only do the gas prices go down, but Russia will lose money if they take it out of the ground. They will die. They will starve. They won't make any money. They'll never take it out of the ground. They can't sell it. They can't make money on it. It eliminates them.
So what are you saying? So what are you saying, Mike?
Flood the market with oil. If you flood the market with
you're
oil,
saying the opposite.
Bring it back down.
You're saying flood the market with oil.
Yeah, the opposite. Yes, because the Saudis can pull the oil out of the ground at about $49 a barrel. When that price is that low, they're still making money. Russia cannot.
But do you think we should stop buying? But the question is, do you think we should stop buying from Russia?
Start producing it so Russia cannot sell it at a profit.
But listen, what I'm saying is, do you think we should stop buying from Russia? That's the first question. You think we should stop buying gasoline from Russia?
It doesn't matter. If we stop buying, how are you going to control the Chinese from buying? How are you going to control all the other countries that are not in on this alliance?
Listen, all the Western countries, including Italy and Germany, they all agreed. If the United States is first. So Germany already said, Germany right now gets pretty much all their oil right now from Russia. They'd be willing to stop. Go somewhere else.
If they stop,
But the point is,
okay. Can you convince North Korea not to buy oil from Russia?
No.
Can you convince?
No. That's all we'll be buying from
all
them.
These countries
China
that
and
yes.
So you have three countries
buying
from them.
They'll make money.
Okay, China.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but you have to start somewhere. Okay.
But if you make the price of oil,
you're saying flood the market. Flood the market.
Exactly. It will drive the price down, and Russia will be unable to sell a single drop of oil to anybody, willing or not willing. And this won't make a difference. They stop production when they cannot sell oil at more than $125 a barrel. But they don't make any money. They have to. That's what it costs for them, for the Russians, to remove it from the ground in their land.
All right, well, thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Well, I have a question.
Mike, are you there?
Go ahead. And I'm certainly not an authority on this, and I don't want to get into it.
Pompano Beach, are you there?
Oh, I think he hung up.
Hello?
No, he hung up. He hung up, Mike.
Gary, you there? Lynn.
Mike, are you there? Terry, can you hear
me? I'm here.
Hello?
Michael,
we listen.
There's Michael.
All righty. So I think Mike and Lynn might be having a few technical issues on their end. Just maybe we'll see. If Mike can hear me, he'll probably call me, or somebody will be giving me a call in a moment. But let's go. Terry, Terry, can you hear me?
Yep.
I can hear you.
Gary, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Chris.
Okay, so the three of us can hear each other. So, Terry, let's talk a little bit more about you, Terry, and what you got going on, Terry, because we want the people to know you, Terry. So let's talk with Terry for a minute, Gary. Go ahead, Terry. We'll give you the floor. And you said you went to Wesleyan University?
I studied music theory and jazz improvisation at Wesleyan University under the instructions of Jay Hogard and Frederick Simmons. And then I ended up landing a job there for about 15 years. I worked as a music accompanist in the dance and theater department in African American Studies. That was a great experience until they decided to change the curriculum, and then they no longer needed a live musician because I was playing piano. They was introducing the hip-hop stuff, and they wanted to go with recorded music.
Mike's on.
So that kind of shunned me out, but they had called me back, have called me back on temporary assignments.
Talk to him now.
Are we on?
Can you hear?
We've been at, Michael. Can you hear us?
Okay. Well, there was something wrong with our speakers, but we can hear you on the other speaker line.
We've been at.
Pompano Beach.
We appreciate your call from Mike from Pompano Beach. Got his view.
Well, Terry's still talking there, Michael.
Okay.
Terry was telling us a story, and then I know everything messed up. Go ahead, Terry.
Finish your story.
Well, I was just finishing up. Were you able to hear what I just shared with you?
We have. Michael had a problem. Michael's the only one that had a problem, didn't hear you. So if you want to repeat anything or catch us up, or just go ahead. It's your time.
Well, right now, what I'm working on now, I'm trying to arrange a classical piece. I'm trying to orchestrate a piece of music here, and this is pretty challenging. I'm trying to get with some people that understands the classical world a little better than I do. But I just thought, you know, I wanted to try to put together, instead of the accent on the 2-4 all the time and the one beat, the down beat, I wanted to use more orchestrated stuff like violins and flutes and oboes and stuff. So I'm trying to get into arranging some classical music, some orchestration stuff. So that's where
What do you play, Terry? What instruments do you play?
Piano player, keyboard player. Of course, they kind of work.
Oh, keyboard.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Keyboard and harmonica somewhat, and kind of fuck around on the guitar, which I really love the guitar a lot. I wish that was my first instrument and then made the piano keyboard my secondary. But, yeah.
I do a little bit of harmonica myself. And actually, my music was when I was very young, I got into the drum and bugle corps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
do you have anything online out there?
No,
nothing on them. I'm on all the digital platforms: iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Deezer, you name it.
Wow.
So you can be anywhere.
I'm not too technical on that type of stuff, but I don't do any music anymore.
Yeah.
I just play. I play a harmonica once in a while when I just want to sit down and play a harmonica.
Well, I try to break away from it, too, at times, and something, a voice will speak to me, say, kid, get back to that piano. Get back to that keyboard, you know? And so, but you know what? When COVID, back when it's like 2019?
Right.
That kind of
right.
shifts my idea. I'm sorry?
That kind of shifts my idea. I understand, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. And because I wasn't getting out a lot, wasn't playing out a lot, then I started to record, and that kind of got me back into doing a lot of recordings because it was safe sitting here in my room here, writing and arranging and recording. So COVID did have that benefit, I would say.
Well, what kind of income does that bring you?
Well, my music is out there. It's out there. So as long as I keep putting music out there, you know what? I always say this to people that ask me that. You know, the sink that drips, the faucet that drips will eventually fill the sink. That's how I wanted to say it.
Okay.
So it does. It's residual income.
Slowly but steady.
I like that.
Slow,
cute.
But steady.
That's cute.
Flow steady.
Yes.
All right, we're going to go to break, fellas. We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll do our first tribute. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Bon, 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 This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work with your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the adventures.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're,
we're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. We are here to entertain you this afternoon. Stay tuned with us, and we'll entertain you all the way through the day. And this is Gary speaking, by the way. We got some more stuff to do here, but I'm going to go directly and do a trivia question. Let's lighten up the load here. Let's really lighten up the load. And I'm going to open up a trivia question tonight, and I want to do it in respect of somebody who was on the air last week and talks, and he wanted us to switch up our trivias a little bit. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I'm not going to do the musical. Yay! But I got a real good trivia question for you now. In the United States, of all the states we have in the United States, three of them start with the letter O. What are those three states?
Oh, Rest? Gary, that's a good
yes.
question. O-O-O?
Ain't that pretty good?
Yeah, that's like the O-O-O, the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
O-O-Bonimo. O-O-Bonimo. Remember that?
Remember that, Gary?
Yeah.
The Taffy. I never liked that Taffy.
Yeah. I can't do Taffy.
Harry,
kid, you not. I got two.
We got two. Well, you can't give them out. Don't give them out.
No, I won't. I won't say anything.
Gary, I'm sure a lot, you're getting a lot of people calling for that one.
There's got to be. It's really not that difficult, but it's a little tricky. There's one that's a little tricky in there. That's the only clue I'm going to get.
Listen
one.
To this.
It's a little tricky.
Yeah, I got him.
Oh, there's Michael back.
What was Terry's question?
My question is, of all the United States, there are three states to begin with the letter O. What are those three states?
I know it's Obama. It's Obama.
It's Obama. You sound like Chris now.
Yeah, he does.
But, yeah. Well, we have a request.
The phone number 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in for his trivia question. 407-894-1680. His trivia question. The big O. That's what he wants, the big O.
The big O.
Three states that start off with O.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show.
That's right.
No, that's your guy, Michael.
And no longer on.
Okay, well, we're waiting for somebody to give us a call in and win a prize. Kerry, you had something you sort of want to bring up and did some ideas on.
Okay, so I do have a call on the phone line ready to go whenever you're ready.
Go ahead.
Before Terry give the answer, let's go to our friend Peter in St. Petersburg, right next to Palm Harbor, Florida. Peter, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. This is an
who is it?
One.
Hello, Peter.
Because you just
Peter.
Had to say
Peter in Palm Harbor. No yeah. kidding. Z Peter in Palm Harbor.
Z Peter. So
okay.
St. Petersburg.
Yeah, that's
so.
What's
the question? What's the answer?
Well, you start with Oklahoma, and then you go to Ohio, then Oregon.
Those are the three.
By golly, you got it.
He got it. He got it.
Congratulations.
It just occurred to me that
and
they're
you
so
won
proud
yourself?
Of it. They're so proud of it. There's a song about Ohio
that
says, it starts with O and ends with O. And Oklahoma has that song, Oklahoma, okay. So, like your radio station, OKB.
OKB. That's right.
And Oregon.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, and a song for Oregon.
I don't know if your song for Oregon.
I'm going to write a song
I don't
for
know.
Oregon. Have
that
your
was an
songwriter.
That was an easy
song
one.
For Oregon.
So he just won himself. So a $10 gift card from Subway. Thank you for calling in, Peter. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. So when I interrupted, Terry, you were saying, why do we buy from Russia?
He had a question, he and Gary.
Yes. And let me say again, I'm certainly not an authority on this, and so
yes.
I don't want to get in any political debate, but maybe perhaps someone can call in and kind of shed some light on this. But if America, we have our own oil. Why do we have to buy oil from Russia? We have plenty of oil here, oil wells that we can tap into. Maybe somebody can call me or call the station. Call the show. You see, I'm not a professional at this, right? And explain why don't we tap into our own oil wells. That's my question.
Call in 407-894-1680. Terry's got a question. 407-894-1680. Okay, Gary, what's your thought?
Who?
Gary.
What's my thought?
What's your thought? What Terry said.
I agree that we should be tapping our oil. We have more oil here than lasts us over 100 years, and we need to tap into it now. We're in trouble. The green can be done, but right now it's not fast enough. We need to hold our tails up. We need to hold our heads above the water right now.
Excellent.
And then work with the green.
Well,
that's my thoughts.
Yep. So there it is. It's out there. I'm waiting for.
That's right.
I know Chris is getting some calls over there.
Yep. So, meanwhile, we're waiting for somebody to give a call in, Michael. I'm going to remind our audience out there that we have just passed out a prize for trivia question. And the information I need to give everybody out there now is if you call in and win today, you have to wait 1 month before you can call in and win another one. You're only allowed to win prize once a month.
That's right.
That's correct.
Gary.
Thanks,
reminding
Gary.
Everybody. And we keep a list. I have to send
Chris
a list every Sunday.
We got a list.
No win list, right, Chris? But I wanted to
Chris
remind
got
everybody.
A list and checks it twice.
Yeah, I wanted to remind everybody about what Peter from Spectrum was talking about last week, to remind you that they have this terrific phone number for their disability support team. So I'm going to remind you of this number every week if you'd like to call Spectrum and ask them any questions. And that number is 844-762-1301. That's 844-762-1301. And that's for the disability support team at Spectrum Communications. They'll help you out if you have any questions.
Well, I'll add to it, Lynn, because I've used it many times.
All
when
right.
you call that number, when you call that number, they get your number, and then they'll say, is this the person we're talking to? It's a little bit of a, robotic talk of this or whatever. It's not a personalized person, but it's quick, easy. You say yes, no, and a couple of them, yes, no, and then I say, oh, thank you very much, and then bingo. You have a person right out, a technician right on the line with you.
Wow.
There's no waiting. It's really cool, yeah.
That's
There's no waiting or nothing.
Anybody needs that number, just call in and we'll give it to you again. I'll try to do it every week.
So I'm going to do another reminder again once again there, Lynn, that we need to put this out a little bit more often, I think, is if you have something going on in your community, you know, please call us, email Michael, let him know, whatever, and if we can do
I noticed.
Okay.
But pardon the interruption, Gary. I'm still waiting to hear from somebody from the community here listening to this radio show. If somebody would be willing to spend more, if you could help out the war in what's going on overseas. So that's my question of the day. People, I notice people aren't calling in because, again, they might not have an opinion. You know, I have an opinion on anything. I understand that, too. But my thought is, if you listen to the news, innocent people are getting killed left and right, not right. And this is not a political view. I'm not talking from a Democrat, Republican. We're talking about people. Human beings are getting killed for no reason.
That story today.
We hear stories that are terrible.
A young woman just wanted to deliver food to the dog shelter, and she got killed.
Whole family of 8 people, husband and wife and the kids, all got wiped out for no reason. Okay?
Not that there's ever a reason to be killed.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying this is no reason. All these people are getting killed over there. It's one thing if a soldier gets killed. He's fighting a soldier, but these aren't soldiers.
I don't know if you heard of it, Michael, but what I really feel terrific about some people that they sacrifice, and I'm talking about Americans right now, it's a group of them. I mean, anybody can call and sign up now and go, and they're actually single guys. It was on the news telling the story that single, they don't have anything that they are doing right now, and they're picking up their arms, and they're volunteering. You got to pay for your way over, and they're going over to help fight.
Wow.
You know?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's
just a few
amazing.
People or a lot?
A lot of people, Gary?
Or just a few?
Yeah, quite a few of them are signing up. And you got to pay for your own transportation to get you out over here. And they're actually getting guns. They're just going out with the civilians and help them. I think that's so commendable. Somebody just will sacrifice their life.
End up in a war. I just don't want that to happen.
No one does. But it's a slippery situation right now. Tricky.
It is.
Well, while we're waiting for someone to call in, let's go to Terry's trivia question.
Terry got a trivia.
Yeah, Terry's got trivia.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, would you get Terry's trivia up?
It's song number
Roger
one.
That. Ready to rock.
Song number one. Terry?
Yes.
You want to introduce your song? How you want to say it?
No, I don't want to introduce my song, but I want to introduce what they're going to win if they figure this song out.
Okay. Surprise. Okay. So let's see if you can get the. Well, we'll tell you right now, it's an instrumental. It's not a singer. Who's playing the song? That's the question. Who's playing the song? It's an instrumental. Listen to the song. Who's playing it? 407-894-1680.
Yes, and by the way, it's my favorite piano player. So if you've been listening to the show, you'll know who my favorite, who's my favorite piano player.
407-894-1680.
I'm quite sure your listeners have never heard anything like this.
I'm stumped.
Question is, can you guess the piano player who's playing?
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Hey, go back and search the archive. Listen to some of my interviews.
Okay, enough, Chris. That's enough, Chris. 407-894-680. Any hints? You want to give any hints out?
I did.
The name of the song?
People no. Cannot do that, Terry.
No, no. I purposely made this one very hard.
I was a baby.
Oh yes, you did. You really made that one hard. You really did. I got to give that one to you. It's been a while.
But I listen to it all the time, often.
They say there's nobody like him that plays like played like that.
Not a one.
Yes, I'll give you a hint. Someone said in an interview one time that his left hand was like a sledgehammer.
I'm told the name of the song. You know what the name of the song?
Nope. Nope, 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 nope. I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
They had to put pillows on the piano bench in order for him to get up high enough to play.
I'm kidding.
But then if he got too high, he couldn't reach the pedals.
I don't know how that worked out. He could have probably, he was rich enough to have his own custom pianos made. And I think another thing they did was cut the legs on the piano, too, at times.
Could have done that, yeah.
And no, we're not talking about Kirk Franklin, if anybody asks.
He almost made me say something. Chris, you're not getting that one call?
No, you made that one extremely tough.
Purposely.
It's a good one, though. It's a very good one, though.
Well, I'm trying to reach out to people that has never called in before.
You made it too hard.
No, it's hard, but it's not hard for those that does jazz.
Okay, I tell you what. Someone call in and give the name of the song. That should be easy enough.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
The melody. Oh. That's a good idea.
Just the melody.
Name the melody.
They won't run to their computers on this one and figure it out.
The song is too old. You're talking about, people are talking about my old song. This is before my old life.
Here you go, Michael.
I think he died in 1954.
Yeah.
All I can say is, play it again, Sam.
Yeah, right.
Play it again,
Sam. The greatest piano player.
All right, let's put it this way. We're going to put the listening audience out of their misery. We're going to tell the answer that nobody's calling in. Going to give the answer right now. No more minutes because they're not going to get it.
Okay.
No, okay. You know who it is playing?
Liberace.
You took it away from me. No, it was. It was Ricky Nelson.
No.
Ricky Nelson.
Fats Domino.
No. Fats can't sit down behind him.
And it's a great song too, because it make it, it sets the tone.
Well, I tell you
tone.
What, here's a hint. They should get it assigned. Okay, Misty was his biggest hit.
Uh-huh.
He made the song Misty famous. He put Misty on the map. This guy here.
But Misty had words to it.
Yes. That song there has words to it too.
Misty. Yeah, me still.
Yes. He put Misty on the map. That was his smash hit. So there it is.
All right, let's give the answer. Enough time.
Yeah. All right. You want me
give
to
the
answer.
Answer, give the answer. Give the answer. Terry, give the answer.
Is the all-time great Errol Garner. And the name of the is, I'm sorry, my phone ring, is I'm in the Mood for Love.
I'm in the Mood for Love.
Errol Garner.
People don't remember that song. I'm in the Mood for Love.
That was 1951.
1951. I'm in the Mood for Love by Errol Garner.
Yeah.
I'm in the Mood for Love.
I have all of his CDs, all of his albums, and I love Errol Garner. Incredible.
Sounds like music you sit down and have dinner at a restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. One of them fancy restaurants that play music while you eat.
Now, this one right here is Misty.
Here it is.
Died in 1977.
He died in 1977.
Okay, I didn't know that.
In L.A.
1977. So, Michael, he's not too far back there, you know?
When was he born?
He was born in 1920. Your birthday, June 15th, 1921.
Oh, he's born on my birthday. Wow.
Yeah, 1921.
Oh, another short guy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very successful. Died with $20 million. He gave $10 million to his, left it to his manager, and left the other 10 to his family. Oh, yeah, that's the great Errol Garner. Used to lead orchestras, wasn't able to read music, but he was just incredible. So that's the story of Errol Garner. He's my favorite piano player.
We're going to go to break. Yeah. We're going to top of the hour. Don't go away. You will be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. The second hour is going to be about music. We got some great people coming on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.